The Oregon Supreme Court today heard arguments in a case that pits a death row inmate against Governor John Kitzhaber. An attorney for Gary Haugen argued that the two-time murderer has the right to reject a reprieve from the death penalty issued by the governor. Outside the hearing, Salem correspondent Chris Lehman says the debate revolved around how much power the executive branch has in Oregon.
A lawyer for the state argued that the executive branch has absolute power to grant pardons or reprieves. Anna Joyce said, essentially, there's no legal precedence anywhere for allowing a prisoner to force a government to execute them. But Haugen's attorney, Harrison Lotto, cited cases that he said established the right for a convict to reject an offer of clemency or pardon. Under questioning, Lotto couldn't cite a specific incident where a governor's reprieve of an execution was overturned by a court, but he said reprieves in other cases were successfully rejected. Kitzhaber's attorney countered that, going back to centuries-old English case law, death penalty cases are always considered different.